I'm proud to talk to the leader of WASP, Blackie Lawless. Hello, Blackie, and welcome to RockOverdose.gr and WaspFire.gr. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
You are going to visit Greece one more time for two shows in Thessaloniki and Athens. How do you feel about this, and what should people expect from WASP this time?
Well, you know, there was a long time in the beginning of our career that we did not go to Greece because we never had a promoter that believed in us. There was no promoter that believed that there would be enough fans to support us there. And then from the time we played Rockwave the first time, we immediately created a bond with the Greek fans. And it's been like a marriage. And that bond has lasted ever since. And it gets stronger all the time. So this is twice now, we've started a tour in Greece. And the reason is because of that bond.
It is a honor for us to start your tour from Greece. Have you thought about bringing a new theatrical soul on stage again?
Well, what we're going to do now is, you know, basically the shows that we're doing for the festivals, because we're playing other festivals, you know, in throughout Europe. So, you know, but, you know, it's just going to be, you know, like I said, a continuation of what those shows are right now. So, you know, hopefully it'll be something that everybody enjoys.
Blackie, please let me know something. You have been in the music business for almost 35 years now. And you have played with so many people all those years. Have you regretted some decisions of yours? What would you change in your career and WASP's career, of course, if you had the opportunity?
You know the song My Way? Well, there's a lyric in it where he says, regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. You know, that's the way I feel. Because, you know, anybody could go back and look at you know, certain steps in their lives and say, well, I could have done this better. Maybe I could have done that better. But I think at the end of the day, if you have more positive than negative, that's really what's important. You know, because none of us can go back and change anything. And even if we could, would we really want to? Because it would change everything you end up becoming. And I think whether it's a band or whether it's an individual, you know, the object in life is to get better as we go, you know, to try to learn, because, you know, gain more wisdom, you know, because we all loved it when we were 18 years old. But when you think back to what you didn't know, and you ask yourself, well, if I could go back, would I? You know, and that's a question that everybody has to ask for themselves. But, you know, that's the whole idea is, you know, can you get better, you know, as you continue to go? And it's, like I said, it's the same whether it's an individual or whether it's a band.
What is your opinion of Kill Fuck Die album 14 years after its release? Some WASP fans didn't like it, some other loved it. For me, it is one of the best WASP albums till now. Although, when I first heard it, I found it a little strange.
From a visual imagery perspective of the lyrics and the music, I think artistically it's one of the best things we ever did. I think, looking back on it, that it was too much of a departure, too soon, from where the core of the audience was. I remember after we finished the album, I remember reading something that Lindsey Buckingham said from Fleetwood Mac. They had done an album after the Rumours album called Tusk, and it was quite a change from what Rumours was. And he said he learned from that all change must happen slowly for the audience to understand it. And I thought, that's very true. You cannot make radical changes, no matter how good the record may be. You cannot make those radical changes too quickly. So, like I said, I think from an artistic point of view, it's one of the better things we ever did. but like I said, it was a little too much too soon as far as the change.
What do you think of the music business nowadays? How difficult is it for a new band to become famous? And what would you advise young musicians to do or not to do?
I would not want to be a musician trying to get started right now. Because in old days, you had that machinery of the major labels, and it was a global piece of machinery. When they decided they wanted to make a group happen, it was a thing of beauty to watch it. You know, I mean, we all hated them, you know, because we saw them as slave masters, and they were. But at the same time, they had the ability to give a band a chance to develop themselves to a global market. And you don't have that anymore. So to try to be a new band today and to try to get started, whoa, that's an incredible hill to try to climb. I don't know if it can be done right now. You know, anything that's good, I think there's always going to be a market for it. But I think the success stories are fewer than they used to be. You know, so I would not want to be a band starting now. But, you know, you asked if I had any advice. I guess I would say the same thing that I said years ago, that if you cannot live without it, it's better to try and fail than to, you know, 30 years go by and you look yourself in the mirror and you say, well, I didn't succeed because I didn't have the courage. You know, because, you know, another thing I've said many times is show business is not looking for people that want to do this. Show business is looking for people that must do this. And there's a huge difference between want and must, because everybody wants something, but few people are willing to pay the real price. And when I say pay the price, there's no way that I can over-exaggerate that. I mean, there's, you know, you hear musicians talking about paying dues and all that stuff. Well, when you say it, it goes by real fast. But the reality of doing it is just, the difference between the two is night and day.
The whole world is on fire nowadays. We, the common people, are the victims of all those filthy politicians, preachers, and other motherfuckers who kill us and the earth every day, and with the wrong decisions or for their own ambitions. How do you feel about this? What should people do in order to change this situation?
Well, 20 years ago, I wrote an album called Headless Children. And if you go back and you look at that song, the title track, first thing it says, Father, come save us from this madness we're under. God of creation, are we blind? That was then. And things were pretty good in 1989.
Yes.
Nowadays makes 1989 look pretty good, doesn't it? You know, you wish you had 1989 all over again. But in all honesty, everybody in the Western world keeps looking at their politicians expecting an answer. And we're looking for the answers to come from the top, to come down towards us. And what people don't understand is it's never, never going to happen like that. It has to come from the bottom first and then go up, because it starts with the people. And people listening to this are going to say, well, how can I do anything? I'm just one person. You'd be surprised what one person can do. I'm talking to you right now, and a lot of people are going to hear this, and then they may get inspired from it. And then they talk to other people, and then they may create some inspiration in other people. That's where this is going to start. It is not going to start with politicians. It never has. It never will. If you look at the United States as being where we are right now compared to where we came from, this started out as a land of individuals, not politicians. The politicians have got us in the trouble that we're in right now. So if we're going to get out of the trouble we're in right now, or the same for Greece, it's going to start with the people. Never will it be fixed by the politicians.
What are the band's future plans? Are you going to release a new album soon?
We are starting the new record in October. We're building a new studio right now, so we think it's going to be finished then.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll start the new record October, November, somewhere around there. And, you know, be ready for next year, because next year is, you know, going to be a big year for us, because it's the anniversary of, you know, our 30 years of forming as a band.
All right. We will be waiting for your new album, and we will love it, I'm sure.
Well, I hope so.
One last question. As I have been a fan of Wasp since your first album, I have a question regarding the very beginning of the band. As I know, you found Chris Holmes in Hustler magazine. When did this happen? And I'd like to ask you, has Chris ever played for Sister or Circus Circus? And if so, had Chris and Roddy Piper played together before Wasp?
Chris was in Sister, and that's where we met. And no, Randy Piper and Chris never played together before Wasp. And Chris, the whole thing about Hustler magazine was not true. That was something that a publicist dreamed up. You know, so that happened. And like I said, but I'll tell you the true story. There's an American band called, I don't know if you're familiar with them, called the Motels. They had several hit songs in the 70s. And yeah, you could look them up online. You know, I mean, they were a famous band here. Well, before they started making records, we all lived in it, in kind of like an apartment building where there were several bands. And we lived in one area, or one apartment, and then they lived, you know, just two doors down from us. And the guitar player from the band, the Motels, he knew Chris. And when he heard that we were looking for a guitar player, he said, he goes, I know this guy that I think might work. And so then, you know, Chris came down, and the rest was history. But, you know, the original story of the Hustler thing, like I said, that's something a publicist dreamed up. But in reality, I think the real story, or the truth, is more interesting. You know, so, but that's the truth.
Blackie, thank you very much for your precious time.
Thank you, Theo. I appreciate it, and hopefully we'll see you when we get over there.
I wish you all the best, and I will see you in Thessaloniki on Monday, of course.
Okay, cool.
Since I play the guitar and sing with Werewolves, one of the Greek bands which are going to play on the second stage of Milos Club, supporting Wasp.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'll get to see some of it.
Okay, good night.
All right, take care now.